And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? And Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe. A Huron County man is heading to sentencing after entering a no-contest plea in circuit court. Aaron Matthew Laycock appeared before the court to resolve charges stemming from a multi-count case. Under the terms of the plea agreement, Laycock entered no-contest pleas to carjacking, unlawful imprisonment, and fourth-degree arson. In exchange, the prosecution agreed to dismiss the remaining counts and will not seek consecutive sentences. During the proceedings, the court confirmed the plea was voluntary and established a factual basis using a Huron County Sheriff's Department incident report and a Bad Axe Police Department incident report. Defense attorney Thomas Seaver requested a reduction in bond, citing his client's unemployment and limited resources, though the court acknowledged the severity of the charges. Laycock is scheduled for sentencing on September 21st, 2026. And a February trial date is now on the calendar in Huron County Circuit Court for Mark Joseph Zyla. Judge Gerald M. Prill has scheduled jury selection and trial to begin on February 9th of 2027, following a final pretrial conference set for January 11th. The case spans multiple court files, and prosecutors are asking the court to combine those matters into a single trial. Attorneys told the court they expect the proceedings to last between a day and a half and 2.5 days. The January pretrial conference also serves as the deadline for filing motions, completing any plea negotiations, and notifying the court of any planned defenses, including alibi or insanity. Before jurors are seated, both sides must complete proposed jury instructions, and all exhibits must be marked by the court reporter no later than 2 weeks before the trial begins. A status conference in the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Quashawn Lindell Hardwell moved forward today in Huron County Circuit Court. The court reviewed a June 9th report prepared by a licensed psychologist. The evaluation concludes that at the time of the alleged offense, Hardwell suffered from a substantial thought disorder that impaired his judgment and reality testing. The report states his mental status was not solely caused by intoxicants and that he meets the statutory criteria for legal insanity. The court noted that a plea of not guilty by reason of insanity would likely lead to a commitment at Forensic Center for up to 60 days. Hardwell requested additional time to consult with his attorney, citing personal family obligations. The court granted an adjournment, rescheduling the matter for August 3rd at 11 a.m. to ensure the defendant fully understands the legal proceedings. And we will be right back after this message from Sure Health with your obituaries and national international news.
All thanks to you, you've already made this year one of the best years for Sure Health in our 80-plus year history. Now with Harbor Beach as part of our organization, we are now proud to offer coast-to-coast coverage across the entire Thumb of Michigan. Sure Health now has primary care clinics in 7 local communities, from Sebring on Saginaw Bay to Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, Bad Axe smack dab in the middle, and then Harbor Beach and even Port Hope on the east side. It's never been easier to begin your journey to better health with Sure Health. Don't believe us? Sure Health now even offers 6 pharmacies across the Thumb. Now with Harbor Beach and Ubley joining forces with Elkton, Pigeon, Caseville, and Sebring, making it easier than ever to achieve better health in better life. Want to learn more? Or maybe finally make that appointment that's been on your to-do list for far too long? Go to sure.org for all the details and get your life back on track with Sure Health. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
And for your obituaries today, Francis Kasiba passed away on July 18th. Francis Josephine was born December 15th, 1922. In 1945, on June 8th, Fran became Miss Isadora Kasiba at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Parisville. Fran is survived by her daughters Mary and Sandy, her grandsons, great-granddaughter, and her sisters. visitation for Fran's final goodbyes will be on Wednesday, July 22nd, beginning at 10 a.m. until Mass of Christian Burial at 11:30 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Rapson, following a walk with Fran to her final resting place at the church cemetery. In lieu of flowers or Mass offerings, you can generously donate to St. Thomas Aquinas Outreach Mass, OLLH Catholic School in Harbor Beach, or the St. Joseph Catholic Church Cemetery in Rapson Fund. Arrangements have been handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and you can share your memories online at www.ramseyfh.com.
And we are back here at the station with your national and international news. Federal education data released this morning shows a sharp spike in student loan defaults over the past quarter, marking the highest standard delinquency rate since pre-pandemic repayment protections were phased out. Millions of borrowers are struggling under renewed debt obligations alongside broader cost of living increases, forcing loan servicers to ramp up outreach and restructuring programs. Financial advisors urge affected borrowers to enroll in income-driven repayment plans before credit bureaus are notified. Policy experts warn that rising delinquency rates could dampen household spending through the fall. Congressional lawmakers are already debating potential legislative adjustments to income-driven repayment frameworks. And in international news, a commercial cargo vessel operating in the Black Sea was severely damaged by a missile strike near the Ukrainian port of Odessa yesterday, resulting in four confirmed fatalities among crew members. Maritime safety agencies confirmed that emergency tugs managed to stabilize the burning ship and pull survivors from the water. The incident highlights the mounting dangers facing commercial shipping lanes and vital grain and fuel transit corridors. International shipping associations are calling for immediate protective naval escorts throughout the sector. Port operations in the immediate area were temporarily suspended as safety assessments take place. And we will be right back after this message from Flannery Auto Mall.
For over 85 years, families across the thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 12-month or 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need, all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And that was a message from Flannery Auto Mall, our sponsor. They're located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe. And we had another sponsor today, Sure, Better Health, Better Life. Are you sure? And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.